Hello and welcome to the InstaCalm Anxiety Treatment Podcast for the best tips and techniques for managing and alleviating moderate and severe anxiety symptoms. I'm Charles Beeson. I'm a clinical hypnotherapist in Cupertino, California, specializing in curing severe anxiety disorders using a unique therapy I spent 15 years developing called the InstaCalm Anxiety Treatment. This treatment works quickly and uses a combination of amazing self-help techniques combined with cognitive hypnotherapy. Because of this, I have received the most 5-star reviews of any anxiety therapist in Northern California. I put all of this in a book called Anxiety Relief Secrets, available on Amazon, and then turned the book into one of the most effective mobile apps for alleviating anxiety. You can download it right now from the Google Play Store for Android phones. It's called the InstaCalm Anxiety Treatment App. By following these episodes, you will learn how to get your life back very quickly. Of course, you have to practice the techniques I teach you. Let's get started. Welcome back. In this episode, I'd like to discuss the second most prevalent anxiety disorder, generalized anxiety disorder, GAD. It's a seemingly uncontrollable disorder, like I said, seemingly, with excessive worry, fear, and tension, exhibited throughout the day without a rational reason. It is characterized by frequent thoughts of disaster and worst-case outcomes of one's safety, safety of one's loved ones, your finance, your health, your work, and your relationships. The symptoms of generalized anxiety disorder must last for at least 6 months or more to be formally diagnosed GAD by a mental health professional. The severity of these symptoms can differ between individuals. So, exactly what are those symptoms, which we've already covered in a previous podcast? Number one, you're having anxiety and or panic attacks, causing rapid heart rate and difficulty breathing. Two, you're just unable to relax. You've got nervous tension throughout the day. You experience shortness of breath. And this goes back to, you know, what is an anxiety attack? You have chest pains. And the chest pains really is that tension brought on by the nervous tension, one of the big symptoms of this disorder. You may experience some nausea, trembling. Many folks have difficulty focusing. And irritability, forms of anger. You just kind of get ticked off more easily for no reason. You're having insomnia. You just can't get to sleep or stay asleep all night. You're dealing with sadness, depression. And as I once discussed before, this sadness, depression, one of the symptoms of anxiety, is brought on because of the prolonged anxiety. Once you cure your anxiety, the sadness is easily dispersed. You're getting specific worries. That's anticipation anxiety about a real upcoming event. You may be having anxious, irrational worries and negative thoughts. Now, this symptom here, irrational worries, is different from the specific worries because a specific worry is about something that's real, is coming up in the future that you just have uncertainty about. But anxious, irrational worries make no sense at all. They're worries without any logical explanation and the negative thoughts. Now, this symptom, if you're having this symptom, and it's fairly severe, is essentially the main difference between what I call moderate anxiety and severe anxiety. So, folks who take my anxiety rating test, which I have everybody take the moment they would like to work with me online or maybe see me in my office. This test determines the severity of all these different anxiety symptoms. And if you're experiencing irrational worries, that means you're going to probably fall into the severe category, which with my protocol, with my therapy treatment protocol, requires 5 sessions to cure. Now, what if you score moderate anxiety? That means that we could probably cure you completely in just 4 sessions of the anxiety treatment protocol. So, the big difference between the 4 and the 5th session is addressing anxious, irrational worries. And I've got a specific way of doing that that's worked out great. I kind of created the technique myself, but I made a hypnotic recording that can retrain your mind to re-rationalize again. Now, how do we rationalize something? If something is irrational, how do we rationalize it to make it make sense? Well, you have to question the thought. And my way of questioning that thought is done in 4 questions. What would happen if it happens? What would happen if it doesn't happen? What won't happen if it happens? What won't happen if it doesn't happen? It's only a thought. So after listening to this recording, usually within about a week, the anxious, irrational thoughts tend to subside and maybe even disappear completely because your mind has now properly questioning the thought and dismissing an anxious, irrational worry almost practically instantly you get one. And it really works. In my opinion, all of the symptoms of generalized anxiety disorder can be very easily removed in 4 to 5 weeks using the InstaCalm anxiety treatment protocol. Step 1, eliminate the root cause by desensitizing all the stressful memories that probably brought on this disorder to begin with. And in that same first step, you learn how to eliminate specific worries, anticipation anxiety, in almost instantly, in seconds. I'll say 5 seconds. And in the second step, the second session, you learn the InstaCalm relaxation technique. So within a week, you're going to be able to completely calm your nervous system and keep it calm all the time. Now we've addressed and eliminated that symptom. And the third step, where we do the anchoring to anchor the confidence to your hands. So when you take that deep breath and exhale and squeezing your left hand, you trigger the calm confidence completely, completely eliminating, excuse me, got to clear my throat there, completely eliminating the nervous tension. And when you trigger that calm confidence, when you take the deep breath and trigger your anchor of a confidence feeling, you completely negate, you turn off, you short circuit the fear response completely. So you will not feel any fear, which is the main emotion behind anxiety, at all when you trigger that. So what do we do in the fourth session? Well, if we're doing the 5-session program for severe anxiety, in the fourth week in the fourth session, we completely focus on alleviating those anxious, irrational worries that make no sense at all. Then we fall back on working on improving your self-confidence in general across the board. And most importantly, improving your confidence that your techniques that you've mastered will work for you all the time. Anytime you do them properly, the techniques will work and you've completely blown away that symptom that you may be dealing with. Now, where can you get my treatment? Well, I can give it to you myself. I can help you alleviate your anxiety either in my office or online, and all you have to do is send me a message. And the first thing I'm going to have you do is to take my anxiety rating test. Now, in our next segment of this episode, I'm going to again fall back on that social anxiety disorder and give you another hint, a technique to help you alleviate it if that's what you're dealing with. In this segment, I'd like to return to our last episode's discussion on social anxiety. I wanted to give you another tip. If you're experiencing social anxiety, here's a tip that if you start doing this right away, you'll be amazed at how quickly you're going to be able to be more confident in social situations. What I want you to do is this. Take a risk. Do take the risk in baby steps, but take the risk. And here's the risk I'd like you to take. I'd like you to go into a coffee shop and order a beer. I'd like you to go into a clothing store and ask if they have rock and roll recordings. I'd like you to go into a pizza store and tell them that you really like to have a nice steak dinner. In other words, you want to go into places and ask a question of the waiter or the manager there, a question that causes you to take one of these risks. And by taking that risk, you work on developing your confidence. And the more confidence you have, the less social anxiety you will have. That's all for now. Thank you for listening. And I'll be back next week with another episode. So stay tuned.